preach the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 11. The book of Matthew, chapter number 11. My wife will sing here in just a little while, but I felt like going ahead and getting into the Word of God. Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 28. The Word of God would say this: "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are
heavy laden.
Yep.
Something heavy has been laid upon you.
All right.
Something that's not easy to carry, but brother, it's gotten hard.
Yes.
He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
All right, God.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Yes.
Amen.
Now, before we go any further, I want to tell you, this was not the words of Mark White. This was not even the words of your good pastor, Brother Jason Payer.
Come on now.
But Brother Jason, these were the words of the Savior, Jesus Christ. And he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Heavy laden.
And I will give you rest."
Yeah.
With the Lord being my helper tonight, I'd like to try to preach on baggage. Baggage. Can we lift our hands to heaven and ask God His will be done in the remainder of this service? Father of heaven, we come before you tonight. And Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for what you're doing around here. God, for the new faces, Lord God, for the friends that we've made right here. Lord, I pray that the power of God will come by, Lord, in this altar, Lord, here in a little while, and do what only you can do. God, I pray, help us with the baggage that we're carrying around, Lord. God, you're a mighty God. You have a strong hand and mighty broad shoulders. You can take it, Lord, even when we can't. God, I pray that you'll help us, Lord, in the altars here in just a little while. We praise your sweet holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Everybody has heard the saying, Brother Tom, he's carrying a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
Or avoid that person, they've got some baggage.
A lot of baggage.
You know what they're saying? You want to stay away from that person, because if you ain't careful, they'll try to put their baggage upon you.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you tonight that there's a God in heaven that's looking for people with baggage. Yes, there is. He's looking for people that's carrying around something that's heavy. And, oh, and I want to tell you, I was feeling like in prayer that there's people that's going to be here tonight that's carrying around something so heavy and so big that it would make a strong man weak. Oh, but there's a God in heaven that's able to take it tonight. There's a God in heaven that's able to meet your need tonight, whatever it is. At some point in time in our life, we all have carried around some baggage. If we all would be honest, saint or sinner, we have all carried around some baggage that God never intended for us to carry. Oh, God of heaven, we have carried around baggage from other people. We have carried around baggage from the words that they've said, things that have taken place, choices that we've made. And now, although Brother Jason, that may have been 10, 15, 20 years ago, but from the choices that I made all them many years ago, I'm still carrying around baggage from it today. Oh, God of heaven, whatever it was, you fill in the blank. Oh, nobody knows your life story like you do. Oh, but is have been your carrying around some type of baggage. Oh, sometimes baggage is a reality of life, and we think that baggage will never, amen, the baggage that we're carrying is never going to be any different. All I'm going to do in my life, in my spiritual life, is just carry around this heavy load the rest of my days. Oh, God, but I want to tell us tonight, oh, that there's a Savior, amen, there's a God in heaven that's willing to take the baggage from His people, from whoever it is. If you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, amen, there's a God in heaven that can take your baggage too. Amen. He can not only take the baggage of the saints, but He can take the baggage of the sinner. And He's able to do it, amen, just like that. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Baggage, brother, can come, amen, through many different areas. And the first one that I want to tell us about is a baggage of words. Oh, one of the biggest lies that the world teaches their children is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I want to tell you that's a lie. Amen. That is a lie. Amen. Words do hurt. Sometimes, Brother Earl, words can cut like a knife. Oh, God, the words that people said to me, said about me, that was supposed to have been my friend, something somebody said years ago, but I've never gotten over it. Oh, God of heaven, I want to tell you the Word of God says in Proverbs 18 and 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Oh, what I choose to say about my brother or my sister, amen, is of the utmost importance. Oh, God, if I can't say a blessing, then I don't want to say it at all. Because you know what happens if I'm causing people to cater, amen, if I'm causing hurt, if I'm causing pain, you know what it's doing?
Bless it, yeah. Yes, Lord.
It's causing people to carry around a bunch of baggage.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I come to church, Brother Perry.
Come on.
And I come to the house of God and I hear the men of God say, raise your hands and praise God. You know what? With a little bit of baggage, I can still blend in with the crowd. I can still try to put a smile on my face, Brother Tommy. And I can still raise my hand. But hang on, because baggage I'm dealt with will eventually lead to more baggage. Oh, yes, it will. We cannot find our self-worth based on what others think about us. But we must find it. With the relationship with Jesus Christ. If I'm all the time worried about what this person said about me and what that person said about me, eventually I'm going to be stretched thin. Oh, but if I've got my eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Word of God said, looking unto Jesus. I don't want to keep my eyes fixed on what so-and-so said about me. I don't want to keep my eyes fixed on what this person or that organization said or what the devil said. I want to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus, because Jesus Christ, He's the one that matters anyway. I want to tell you, there's a God that cares right where you're at. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what walk of life you've walked down. There's a God that cares right where you're at. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. Oh, God. The next one I want to tell us about is a baggage of disappointment. Oh, God. I felt that. I felt that, Brother Jason. There's been times in my life I have went through a mountain of disappointment. Have you ever been disappointed before?
Amen.
Have you ever been disappointed before?
Amen.
I've been right there. But I want to tell us, there's a God in heaven that wants to help us with the disappointments of life. Oh yeah. Disappointment means to be made unhappy by the failure of one's hope or expectations. Disappointment is experienced when the actual experience of something falls far short of what was anticipated. That sinking feeling when all of your plans just seem to blow up right in your face. I thought this was going to happen. I had it all worked out. And I knew, amen, what I was going to do. But then it happened. And it all just got messed up. Hell, God of heaven, I want to tell us, in them times of disappointment, God wants to help his people. Because if we don't deal with the disappointment,
help him, God.
You know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to collect more baggage.
Sure.
The preacher says, raise your hands and praise God. You can still raise your hands, but I've got a little bit more baggage to deal with. Maybe the person next to you can't see the baggage. Maybe the person in front of you, or maybe even the people you live with, can't see the baggage that you're carrying around on the inside. But I want to tell you, you can try to hide it all you want. You can conceal it all you want. There's a God in heaven that sees right where you're at, and he knows what you're toting around, and he's more than willing to help his people tonight. But before he can help anybody, they've got to come to him with an honest heart and say, God, I need help with all this baggage that I'm carrying around. Lord, help us. Oh, the word of God would tell us about a man by the name of Job, Brother Jason. He was a man that faced disappointment. He had lost his health. He had lost his possessions. His wife told him to curse God and die. He lost his children. Oh, God of heaven. And when the time finally came that he was looking for good, when he was looking for the situation to change, oh, listen to what he said. When I looked for good, when I looked for an answer, when I looked for a God who have already moved by now, then evil came unto me. When I thought it would have happened by now, and it never did. Oh God, I just felt so much disappointment. Oh God of heaven. Oh, and then he said, and when I waited for the light, when I waited for a way out of this, there came more darkness. Oh God, I want to tell us tonight that there's some here tonight. You know, I don't know what's happened in your life. You know, I don't know your walk of life. Oh, but you're here tonight, and you walk down a road of disappointment. You walk down a place where you feel like it's never, ever gonna end. But I want to tell us, if we don't let go of that, you're going to get burnt out. You can't take it on your own. Oh, that's why Jesus said, come unto me.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Because you know why?
Bless him, Lord.
I'm all the time attending to this baggage.
Bless him, Lord.
I can raise my hands a little bit, but whenever I send it out too far or get a little bit happy, I feel the weight of that baggage, and I'm reminded of everything that I'm carrying around. Oh God, help us tonight. Help us tonight, oh God of heaven.
Glory to God.
Next, I want to tell us about a baggage, a failure. Oh God.
Yes.
The devil would love to make God's people feel like they feel. He would love to make you feel like that you're a failure. Oh God. Oh God. I failed at something. I failed God. I failed God's word. I failed the church. I failed my family. I failed my friends. I failed everyone that's close to me. I failed. And that's what the devil would love to have you focus on. All the past what seems to be failures. But I want to tell us tonight that we need to remind the devil that we are not failures until we quit trying. Oh God, I don't care how many times you got knocked down. I don't care how many times you fell flat on your face. You get back up and you give God your best hallelujah. You get up and you give God your best praise, God. And you watch what God will do for his people.
Hey,
there's a boxer. I'm not trying to get carnal, but there was a boxer one time. I don't remember his name, Brother Jason. Oh God. But he was in a boxing match. And he held the record for getting knocked down the most in a single fight. Oh, he just kept, amen. He couldn't block anything that his opponent was throwing at him. Oh, God. And he got knocked down so much, they even said that he had the Guinness Book of World Records for getting knocked down the most in a single fight. Oh, they interviewed him after the boxing match. And they asked him, they said, sir, how's it feel to be the man that holds the record, the world record, for getting knocked down the most in a single fight? Oh, and I love what he said. He said, well, I don't really look at it like that. He said, I look at it as I'm the man that holds the record for getting back up the most in a single fight. I want to tell you the word of God says that a righteous man falls 7 times. He gets back up. I don't care if you're on your first time, your 10th time, your 100th time. You get up and you let God be God again. You let God do it again in your life.
Come on,
and be what God has called you to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want to tell you about a man by the name of Simpson.
Yeah.
The word of God said that the Spirit of the Lord would come on my would come mightily upon him. And brother, when God did, he was a force to be reckoned with. Oh God. But there came a day whenever he was in a place where he shouldn't have been doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. Oh, and they cut his hair. And then Delilah said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. Oh, God. And the word of God said that he awoke, shook himself, and said, I will go out as at other times. But he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. So they took Samson. Oh, they plucked out his eyes. And they made him cry in the prison house. Oh, God. But I like what the Word of God said in the next verse. Howbeit. Somewhere, Samson, Brother Jason, started to pray again. Somewhere, amen, in spite of his failure, in spite of his sin, Samson started to pray again. And he killed more in his death than he ever did in his lifetime. I want to tell you, the devil's wanting us to focus on all the times we failed. But I want to tell us tonight, get back up, because God ain't done with you. God's got something he wants you to do. God's got something that he wants the church to do right here in Huntington.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because if you don't deal with that baggage of failure, you know what it's going to lead to?
Yeah. Bless you, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
More baggage.
More baggage.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I got a little bit more tend to now. But guess what? When the preacher says, raise your hand, I can still hide behind the crowd, brother.
Yeah.
I can still raise my hand. Yeah, it's getting a little bit tiring.
Yeah,
it's getting a little bit hard. But I've got this.
Praise God.
But hang on. Because baggage undealt with will eventually lead to more baggage. Yes, it will. Oh, God. Oh, sometimes we try to hide it. Oh, and not deal with the baggage. Oh, but that's the worst thing that you can ever do. Sometimes we try to pass baggage onto those that we love. How many's ever, oh God, and I'll be honest, I've done it. How many's ever said something that they didn't really mean to say to their spouse? Oh, I've done it. Oh God, you know why I did it? Because I was carrying around so much baggage. Oh, and I was tired of carrying around. I was trying to dump it on her. Oh God, but I want to tell us tonight, it'll backfire every single time. Oh, the only way to get rid of the baggage and to keep it gone is to let it go at the foot of the cross, to let it go at Jesus' feet. I want to tell you, we serve a God that's got mighty broad shoulders and a mighty strong hand, and he's able to take the baggage, whatever it is. A lot of times we compare ourselves to other people, and again, I was bad for that. Whenever I first started preaching, I would think things like, I'll never be a Brother Jason Painter. I'll never be a Brother Mike Moore or a Brother John Gabbard or all these great men of God. And you know what the answer that God told me was? You're right. You'll never be that person. I called you to be you. I never called you to preach like so-and-so. I never called you to act like so-and-so. I want you to be yourself, oh God of heaven. Oh, and you know what we're doing? But we're comparing ourselves among ourselves. Oh, they've got the perfect home. They've got the perfect family. He's the perfect husband. She's the perfect wife. They've got the perfect kids. And they're just so perfect. And then, oh me, oh, I just ain't nothing.
Come
on, you know what you're doing?
No. Thanks.
You're collecting more baggage.
Brother
Jason, it's getting kind of heavy.
Yeah, it is.
It's getting a little bit heavy and tedious and tiresome. But I'm going to tell us tonight that there's people right here in the house of God that if we could see in the eyes of faith, they look like this right here. Oh God, and you ain't got to carry around no longer. You ain't got to. Oh, if you want freedom from the baggage, you can have freedom. Oh, you can have victory. You can have life and ever more abundantly if you let the baggage go. Sometimes we face a baggage of frustration, a baggage of broken dreams, baggage of unfulfilled expectations, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
And all we're doing is we're wearing ourselves out when we don't have Jesus in this team. You ain't got to carry around that load no longer. Because there's people in the house of God tonight, it would shock us But Jason, they see my big guy all put together. They see Mike, that they're the perfect family, the perfect couple, the perfect man. But on the inside, they're like, I've got so much baggage. If they only knew how much help I really need. Brother Jason, this is my baggage. I can't let God have this because I have acquired it all these years. I took it upon myself. But hang on, because baggage undealt with will eventually lead to more baggage.
More baggage.
There's that bag. My baggage of secret things that nobody knows about.
Come on.
Not my mom. Not my dad. Not my husband.
Come on.
Not my spouse. Not the person sitting next to me. Not even the pastor knows.
Come on.
Nobody knows. But you and God.
Amen. Have your way, Lord.
But I feel the burden of the Lord.
Come on, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, God. Come on.
How many people
come
to the house of God night after night? Young people, teenagers, adults, elderly, whoever you are, come just like this. Oh, God. And the preacher says, raise your hands now. And praise God. You know what, Brother Jason? I'm now where the rubber meets the road. I can't get in and raise my hands unless I let go of the baggage. Unless I let go of this heavy load. Oh, God of heaven. But I can't let it go because this is my baggage. I've got it under control.
Come on.
Let me ask you a question. Do you really have it under control? It looks to me like your baggage has you under control. You can't praise God like you used to. You can't get in like you used to. You don't feel the freedom that you used to. The baggage has you under control.
Yes, God.
And I hear the words of Jesus. I've come that you may have life, and that you may have it, that you may have it more abundantly. I don't know about you, but this don't feel like abundant living to me. Oh, but there's a God in heaven that's willing to take the baggage tonight. There's a God that's willing to do it tonight for his people.
Yes.
Amen.
My arms are so tired. So heavy. And Brother Mark, you're telling me that all I gotta do is come to this altar. Whoever you are, I don't care what your name is, I don't care who you are, if saint or sinner, all you gotta do is come to this altar and say, God, I've got so much baggage. And I heard the words where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Oh God, I've got so much baggage, and I'm so weighted down. God, will you please take this baggage, because I can't take it anymore. God, take this baggage.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Woo.
And he takes it just like that. I want to tell you tonight, he may be carrying a heavy load tonight. I don't know what that load is, but there's a God that cares right where you're at.
That's it.
And if you'll let God be God, he'll take the baggage tonight.
Yeah.
You You can leave this place a changed person. You can be a different man, a different woman. You sit with a mark. I've been facing this for a long time, many years. This sickness, I want to tell you, sickness can be baggage, can weigh you down. There's a God that's got the power to take the baggage of sickness tonight and heal his people.
Amen.
Oh, God. Said, Brother Mark, I've had it for a long time. Let me tell you about a woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. What a God said she had spent all she had on the doctors, all her living, but was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Oh God, but when Jesus was passing by, she touched the hem of his garment, and the Bible said immediately the fountain of her blood was made whole. Said Brother Mark, I've been facing this a lot longer than 12 years. Let me tell you about a woman that had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Well, the Bible said that she was bound over and she could in no wise lift up herself. Oh, but when Jesus was in the house with Tommy, the Bible said that when he saw her, he called her to him and he laid his hands on her and he healed her.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was made whole immediately. Say, Brother Mark, I've been facing this a lot longer than 18 years. Let me tell you about a man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. Oh, the Bible said that he had no man. When the angel came and troubled the water, he couldn't get in to get his healing. But when the master was standing before him, oh, Jesus said, son, take up thy bed and walk. Say, Brother Mark, I've been facing this a lot longer than 38 years. Let me tell you about a man that the word of God said he was above the age of 40 years old. Oh, but when Peter and John was on their way to the temple, they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I want to tell you tonight, it don't matter how long you've been in that condition you're in. Don't matter how long you face that sickness. As long as the difference maker is in the house.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, I preach my heart. I preach my heart. There's a God that's here right now that's willing to take the baggage. But he's looking for an honest person that'll humble themselves and say, God, he was preaching to me. Then tell me I don't believe that the Holy Ghost missed it tonight.
Nobody. No, no.
Whatever you're facing, I want to tell you, you can leave this place healed under the power of God.
Yes, yes.
Not because Mark White's nothing, not because anybody's anything, but because he is everything. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh God, if we could just believe it. You say, Brother Mark, my situation's so bad, it's so hard. I never said it wasn't. I never said it was easy. Oh, but there's a God in heaven that said, I'm more than willing to do it tonight for you. Not just that person, not just that person, but for you.
Thank you, Lord.
But brother, do we really believe it? Oh Lord, have your way right now. Raise your hands to heaven tonight. Then ask God, his will be done right here.
Holy, 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 Lord.
You're here. as you know you're here, and you've got all kinds of baggage, a ton of baggage. You try to hit, you try to conceal for so long. But the time's come. No more running. No more playing games. No more hiding. No more putting on a show. Putting on a smile on face. And on it, when on the inside, you're hurting so bad. Come tonight to this altar. And let God take the baggage.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Come to this altar.
Yes.
Whoever you are, his name of the mark. Oh, I've got an image to keep up. I've got an ego. Let go of that ego. Because if you hold on to that ego, you will receive help of God. The Bible says that he gives more grace, but he only gives more grace to the humble. There are those that realize, God, I need you more than I need anything else. Why don't you come?
Jesus.
Hey, Lord. Holy God.
Lord.
Raise your hands one more time, church, and reverence the Holy Ghost. Oh, feel like he's wanting to move right here.
Have your way in this place, Lord.
If you're here tonight and you need a healing in your body, you come up here. Oh, I don't care what ailment you've got. You come up here and you believe God that he's more than able to do it. Oh, and believe God, nothing doubting, nothing wavering. Come up here and believe God and see what God will do. Oh, if you're in the back and you're in the house tonight, oh, you just feel like you need to pray. Don't sit there on your seat. Come up right here and just pray all over again and let God be God and let go of the baggage. Let go of that heavy load. Don't just sit there and let Jesus pass you by, but reach out to him. Reach out to him and say, Jesus, I recognize that I need you. Jesus, I recognize that I need your help. Come up here and let God be God. Let God help you. Touch Jesus, come tonight, Lord. Oh, God, touch him, Lord. Yes, come, Lord. Glory, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you know what he can do. You know you're tired of carrying that heavy baggage around. You know you want freedom from it. Won't you come up here? There's still room. There's room right here by Brother Anthony. There's seats right up here that you can kneel and pray in. Don't let another service go by without God touching you, without God helping you. Come and let God be God and let God help you. One more time. One more time. Come and let God do it again for his people.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch Brother John. Touch this. Oh, God. Lord, here tonight. Praise the Lord.
Sickness, Lord, and raise it up.
I praise you, Lord, and I thank you.
Touch him, Lord. God, you're more than able to do, Lord.
Someone feels like they lost it all. They're over the edge with no one there to break their fall.
Hallelujah.
And what do you say to someone? Because I'm alone. They've been giving themselves away. Jesus, there is no moment, touch him, Jesus.
Lord.